economy added 244,000 jobs last month as more Americans jumped back into the labor market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's the Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we'll dig into this morning's jobs report from the government. It is widely considered the most important economic indicator of the month. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now. The Dow's up 133 points at 12,717. The NASDAQ up about 1%, and same with the S&P 500. The government said this morning the economy added 244,000 jobs last month. That was much higher than expected. The unemployment rate has risen to 9%, which is a result of a lot of people returning to the job hunt. Let's get reaction now from Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. He's with us live from New York, as he is every Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, what does this report tell you?
Hey, you know, for the first time in weeks, I don't have to have my doom and gloom voice today. We really had, it's a terrific jobs report. 244,000 new jobs this month. More important than that, I think, is we had some big upward revisions to February and March, too. So it's not just the best month since the first quarter of 2006. It's the best three-month stretretch since the first quarter of 2006.
And it's a bit of a surprise because we'd been getting some indications this week that the job market is not in such great shape. And in fact, things like oil and gold, the prices of those were dropping as a result of that.
Yeah, there's been a real tug of war this year between fear of inflation on one hand, which is driving commodities, and then fear that that inflation itself might cause weakness, which would hurt the economy. The one commodity price, of course, that matters the most to consumers and therefore the economy is gasoline. That finally broke, and we got some relief this week. But what we saw in the jobs numbers is resilience in the economy despite the rise in prices, which I think is just terrific news.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thanks so much and have a great weekend.
You're welcome. You too.
Well, economists like Chris love the monthly jobs report, but Marketplace's David Brancaccio says perhaps we should be paying attention to a new and different indicator. His Economy 4.0 series looks at how our new economy can better serve more people, and he joins us now. Good morning, David.
Morning.
So your alternative index today is what?
Call it the toil index.
The toil index, like blood, sweat, and tears toil?
Yeah, the hustle, the hours of labor you have to put in each month just to cover the rent or the mortgage. It's the creation of a noted labor economist from Cornell University, Robert H. Frank.
And these are the hours you have to put in to cover the rent or the mortgage on what kind of house?
That's the key, Jeremy. Frank and his team figure it's reasonable that Joe average, Josephine average, want to at least buy or rent a typical house that's in a public school district of average quality. Frank, put it to me this way.
Okay, I'm the average earner, let's say, the 50th percentile family. It's got to be my goal to at least get my kids into an average quality school. I think we'd think ill of a parent who didn't have at least that high an aspiration.
Okay, but Frank finds that between the number of hours we have to toil away, the number of hours we work per month just to make the mortgage or the rent for the house in the school district of typical quality in a given area, has gone way up over the years.
Hmm.
From 1950 to 1970, we had to work a little over 40 hours a month to get the house. It was kind of flat during that period. But since 1970, the number of hours has been going up, up, and up. By the year 2000, we were toiling away about 67 hours a month just for the house.
And why is that number going up so much?
Frank says it's about inequality, the widening gap between the wealthy and the rest. The wealthy push up house prices, the market follows, and wages are not really going up all that fast compared to the housing prices. And so just to have an okay place to live in an okay school district demands these longer hours of work.
Marketplace Economy 4.0 correspondent David Brancaccio, thanks so much.
Of course.
Well, the family that owns Walmart is making the biggest cash donation ever made to an American art museum. The Walton Family Foundation is giving $800 million to Alice Walton's new American Art Museum, which is set to open this November in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. by Mass Mutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com.
Bailed out insurance giant AIG says its first quarter profit fell 85%. AIG has become more dependent on its property and casualty insurance business, which has suffered because of all the recent natural disasters around the world. Here in the U.S., we're dealing with record flooding along the Mississippi River and droughts in Texas. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports now on the cost of all this volatile weather.
John Sirie owns a ranch in the rolling hills outside Austin, Texas. He's already sold off three-quarters of his cattle. There just hasn't been enough rain to graze them.
It's just unbelievable to be able to see the extremes, to see some that just have too much, and then others that, like us, we just can't get any rain.
Texas state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon says Texas is having its driest period in 100 years, and it's actually pretty common to have droughts next to floods.
When we have a drought in Texas, it's not like the air is not humid. That humidity just keeps going past us and ends up producing rain someplace else.
He says every day without rain costs Texas tens of millions of dollars. Mark Svoboda is with the National Drought Mitigation Center.
Drought is the number one cause of economic loss in our country every year.
Svoboda says most Americans just don't realize it. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally to Seattle, where the tables have turned on the companies that make the Yellow Pages. Under a new city ordinance, the publishers of those annoying and enormous phone books that pile up on the porch can be fined up to $125 if they deliver books to people who have asked to be taken off the list. One city council member told the Seattle Times that 2 million Yellow Page books get recycled every year at a cost of $350,000. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The makers of Lay's potato chips have invented a new kind of salt. It's reportedly healthier and tastes the same as table salt. Why fix what nature already gave us?
That's what the consumers are increasingly asking for. One, I want healthier products. Two, I don't want to compromise on the taste.
I'm Tess Migland, having your chips and eating them too. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.